T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
During the late game last night, the Seahawks-Packers game, Jadeveon Clowney was active in that game, wouldn't you say? A lot of penalties. He jumped off sides on the one play that gave the Packers a free play, and he was like banging his helmet. And then he was very, very in a great deal of discomfort getting off the field onto the sideline, and they kept showing him on the sideline, and he was in a great deal of pain. And anybody who was watching the game knew exactly what had happened, because at one point they literally showed him undoing his pants and starting to put his hand down his pants.
Yeah, it's like a Friday night for you.
And a Thursday and a Wednesday and a Tuesday. But for him, it was he'd been kneed in the privates.
Yes.
Or whatever, kicked or whatever it was.
The family jewels.
Well, that's what happened. They went down to a sideline report with the great Chris Myers. And Chris Myers apparently said that Jadeveon Clowney had been kicked in the family jewels. And this got Joe Buck and Troy Aikman to laughing uproariously, and it was just hilarious. So here's my question. Why is it in 2020 that we can't talk about these injuries like any other injury? If Jadeveon Clowney had been kicked in the shin or had twisted his knee, they would have played the sad Fox music as they went to break. They would have said, ooh, that is tough. That looks like a serious knee injury. Or shoulder, or elbow. But when it's in a private area, and look, I can't even say it. I'm embarrassed to say it.
So you want to say he got kneed in the penis?
Yes.
That's what you want?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a clinical term, Jeff.
Yes, I don't disagree.
If you go to Anatomy 101, it's right there, along with clavicle and, you know, skull and mandible and all the other clinical terms. It is a clinical term. But when it comes to areas right around that region of the body... Mm-hmm. You just can't discuss it.
Yeah, I think you could. I just don't think anybody does. Now, Jamie.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's funny? It's not great, funny. If you've ever been kicked there, it's not funny.
No, but it's kind of funny to
funny
say.
Nothing funny about it.
Yeah. Penis. It's kind of funny to say. Heather's laughing when I say penis. Think about it, though.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it. So there you go. That's all you really need to know.
So in sports, it's always like, well, he's got a knee. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a shin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's got an elbow. He's got an arm. He's got a penis. I agree. What's the big deal?
I'm not going to even say who or what. I had a family member one time who was having issues with a little bit of bleeding from a, thank you, Stoney, and was too embarrassed to even bring it up to family members because it was like if you get
where was the bleeding? I'm just curious.
The back end. There's a little bit of bleeding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's no fun.
Who wants to talk about that?
Yeah.
No, but if you're
just talk about that with your doctor.
But if you're bleeding from your elbow. You say, I'm bleeding from my elbow.
Yeah.
I need to do something. If you're bleeding from your nose or bleeding from your mouth, you'd go to the doctor and say, I'm bleeding from my mouth. But if this happens, it's like, no, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney got kicked in the penis.
So you just want to know why we don't say it. And you just said it.
I know.
Good for you.
But so, it's a clinical term.
It's kind of freeing, isn't it?
So if penis. I fall down outside walking in on some ice and I hit my elbow... And I'm bleeding. I come, oh, guys, I got to go to the doctor. My elbow's bleeding.
Yeah.
But then if I came in and said, my balls are bleeding.
Yeah. What would happen? You just heard Heather's reaction. You know?
Gov, how was your weekend? Yeah. I just fell in the parking lot. My balls are dripping blood.
But see, even, that's why we don't say it. Look at she's acting like Beavis and Butthead over here.
I know, but we need to change.
I'm picturing you walking into the cubicle, be like, you guys.
No, you wouldn't say it.
You guys, guess what? Guess what, Justin? He'd be furious.
Well, that's how time usually is in the morning. Anyway. This computer doesn't work. This printer doesn't work.
And
balls are bleeding.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm laughing.
This is exactly
so
the conversation I had in mind when I brought this topic up. We need to change the narrative, though.
Why? So it's not funny?
It's a body part. What?
So you don't want it to be funny anymore. You want people to be free to say penis and balls.
Okay, here's the thing. When Greg and I are big fans of the sad Fox music. Do you notice that? And there was a stretch. There was like three plays in a row yesterday in the Seattle game. It was like again and again and again. That whenever there's an injury on the field, instead of playing going to the break, they go as if someone just passed away.
Like you, and, so that like the
like, oh, this is serious. We can't joke about.
You know, one of the things that changed in the last 10 years. So they'll when they say an injury, oh, he's got a knee.
Yeah.
Or he's got an elbow.
Well, you can't say that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
he's got a ball.
They didn't play for Jadeveon Clowney. It was more like they play the Benny Hill theme for Jadeveon Clowney. It's like, dude, that's a serious injury. And if you've ever experienced the pain, it's 50 times if you sprain your ankle.
Here's what I love about working with Jamie. Jamie brings up stuff that about sports that I don't necessarily realize. Like, I guess I didn't realize that there's the two Fox music.
Oh, you haven't? Do we have an example of the sad Fox music? We can never get a clean version of it. It's always Buck is saying something as they go to break. But next Sunday, okay, they'll have the 49er Packer game. At some point, some player will be dinged
injured.
Up, and they'll show it. And as they go to break, instead of playing anything normal, they'll play kind of this somber Fox music. Every network has it. They do.
I don't disagree. I believe you. I guess it wasn't top of mind.
No, if I remember when what was the name of the Daryl Kyle? Daryl Kyle? Is that the name of the Cardinal pitcher who died in Chicago?
Yeah.
And he died on a Saturday, and then the next night ESPN Sunday Night Baseball was Cubs Cardinals from Wrigley. And the ESPN, you know, baseball theme song was a very somber. It was like dun da da dun. Da-na. It was like really just this somber version because they couldn't play the normal celebratory.
They can't
version.
Be boisterous about it.
No, they can't be boisterous about it.
Of course. Usually, well, there's the other one when somebody passes away that they just go in silence. There's no music.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do the, you know, memory of
moment
and they'll
of
put
silence.
The years lived up on the screen and there'll be no music.
Exactly. Yes. That's very common as well. Yeah. But I'm saying when they do the actual intro.
So what you think, real quick, sorry to interrupt, that when Jadeveon Clowney got hit in the penis, there should have been the somber Fox music.
Yes.
Okay.
And Buck and Aikman should have said it. And Aikman could have talked about what that's like as a player, analyzed it, because it's not like it's not happening. We're all seeing exactly what happened.
And there's this ticket text that says, why is it when Rieger's on the air, at some point the discussion always turns to penis?
That's not true.
Pot or porn.
I didn't bring
this up. This was Jamie's idea. And we also found out he likes to drive over 100 miles an hour. What are you guys laughing at?
Greg Hargrave's latest tweet. God, I have a pain in my side that whenever I laugh, it really hurts. Clowney, colon, questionable return, colon, penis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.